Blog Talk Radio.
Hey yo, this is the mayor, and right now you're locked in to Tony G and Friends. You got Hamida, Jazz, Mia, Tiffany, letting you know what's really popping out there, man. BlogTalkRadio.com/talkwithTonyG. 646-787-8087 is the math. Let's go.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We talk with Tony G and Friends. Tonight, we have special guests who was here with us last week, Ms. Yakiri A. Thomas. She's the author of Act Socially. Yakiri, go ahead and introduce yourself to the people that probably didn't listen last week. Let them know about your book and some of the upcoming projects you have going on.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I am Yakiri Thomas. I'm basically an author of Black Socialite and several other novels. Basically, I am the creator of the Trips and the Sports as well. And I'm just excited to talk about what's going on tonight with all this juicy topics.
Okay, cool. Well, I also noticed that you are an advocate for Alzheimer's research. So tell us how you got into that.
I basically got into being an advocate for Alzheimer's research due to my grandfather. He was a minister, and basically he ended up being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Eventually, he passed away from the actual disease, and, you know, just seeing a person that was so full of life and, you know, just seeing other people as well that's suffering from that actual disease is very crippling. It's very mind-blowing. I mean, just to see your loved one pass away from that is just very traumatic. So I definitely wanted to find a cure. So that's how I kind of got involved with the Alzheimer's Association.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry for your grandfather. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you.
I know it's a lot of people out there who are dealing, you know, with that situation now as we speak. So,
absolutely.
You know, I really want to, you know, send prayers out to them and, you know, hope that, you know, they stay, you know, have a smooth road. I know it's not easy, but,
no.
You know, we support
absolutely.
We support them 100%.
Absolutely. I agree.
So,
good call.
Today on the show, we're going to be discussing a couple of topics. We're going to be going into some nasty things today.
Raunchy.
Last week, we didn't get too raunchy, but this week we are. And we're going to be talking about whether or not you swallow or spit during oral sex. We're going to be talking about whether people are against or with tossing salad. I know I ain't looking no man's ass. Do you suck on the balls during oral sex? Do you prefer your partner skinny or with feet on his bones? And we're also going to touch on something else that's a little off-topic with the sex topic, but we're going to talk about women that wear makeup all the time. Do people think that they're insecure with their natural beauty? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. And before we, you know, get all into the good gossip, we're going to play a little slow jam for you guys out there. You know, we like to slow it down and get you in the mood. So we're going to play Jamie Foxx tonight, DJ Play a Love Song. So guys, stay tuned, and we'll be back for the juicy topics for tonight.
I know you see me looking at you. And I know you know you can be. Well, damn.
DJ, won't you play this girl a love song? She really needs to hear this freaking love song. She's looking at me, kind of hard, I can tell the things ain't right on my home front. What she really needs is a G like me to feed it, feed it, feed it, feed it.
I can see how you want it, baby.
I know it.
Got a notion to pull your wings up out of here.
DJ, won't you play this girl a love song?
it when I hold him legs up. He can take you out to dinner and look like a player. I'ma give it to you good up in the elevator. He be acting all soft when he get in them draws. I'ma break you off and fuck you up against the wall. Finna move up in the slot, cause I'm something he not. And he don't know what he got. I'm in the drop top. To get the twat, I got a knot. No more running from the cops. Now I'm rolling with box because the block hot. But I'm always a G, cause I come from the streets. And I got heat for whoever's thinking they want some. No more fucking with the lanes. Now you rolling with a thug. So tell a nigga to
Tony G and friends. I have Jazz and I have Tiffany here and Mia.
Hola.
Hello.
Hey.
So, the first topic we're going to discuss tonight is do you swallow or spit during oral sex?
Oh, gosh.
Now,
I do neither or.
I spit. If I spit it
out of the toilet.
No, I spit it back on his dick.
Oh,
if I'm sucking it and he's coming. I'm not coming in my mouth, but as I'm still sucking, I'm letting it leak back out.
Oh, I'm
gonna
spit it.
I gotta see her. She's doing the
most. I guess I'm gonna spit it. As it is coming out, I'm like,
yeah.
Back out. Well, sometimes, like I say, it depends on the person, because I'll hold it and I'm like, okay, I'll be right back.
Well, how are you gonna stab me right back?
Yeah.
You just put your finger on?
Yeah, and I put some kids on the
toilet. You hear me?
Yeah.
No comment. I'll do both.
Hey, yeah, honey bunny.
Either or.
Either or. This is Ikiri. Ikiri was on last week.
Oh, yeah. She was on a date.
Yeah, she was on a date. Right. This is Ikiri Thomas.
Okay.
She's an author.
I'm erotic book. And her
hello.
Black social.
Hi.
So, Ikiri, you said either or?
I did see either or.
Some people don't even like
to suck. That's true. And I think the men, they're more aroused than anything. But, at the, you know, it's just either or. It just depends on if it's a special occasion for me. So,
yeah. Okay. I can't
stand it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Yes.
That subject right there, I'm going to have to say a pass on that one. Because, guys, I don't just so, you know.
Lady don't kiss and tell.
Yeah, but you know what? That right there, I have to tell. I don't see that happening anytime soon. But, you know, I know a lot of guys that are actually into that, which is surprising, but not really. It's not surprising. I take that back. Guys are, you know, they like that type of stuff. But for me, I just know I couldn't do it.
This thing don't kiss itself. So do you guys mean for you to do it to the man or the
both ways? Both ways.
I'll pass on both.
But they're not going to tell nobody they like it because then they're going to think that, you know, it's gayish.
Yeah.
You're going to be
for the men. Yeah, for the men to have their butt.
No, I had tried it in my when I was married, and I got hit. I'm like, okay.
I think it just messes with their manhood.
Like, no, I'm good.
Hey. Call us out there. Are you guys with or against tossing the salad? We want to know. Especially the men. Are there any men out there that like it and not afraid to talk about it?
I ain't tossing your salad. I ain't tossing no man's salad. I'm sorry. My mouth is not going to bite buckles. Hell no.
You care if you're listening, your call drops. Just give us a call back and we'll pick you right back up.
Guys, call us. Talk to
us. Give us some calls, guys. But in the meantime, do you stop on the phone?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
You got to do everything.
Yeah. You have to
do
everything.
Yes.
Gargling.
Carrie?
Swallowing.
Yes.
Can you?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, no problem. Let me take this caller really quick. Just hold on 1 second. Caller 862. What's your name and where you calling from?
It's Mia.
Oh.
Hi, Mia. What are you? You're supposed to be here.
I'm running late, but I couldn't miss the show, so I called in.
So do you talk salads?
I can't hear you. What you say?
Do you talk salads, or do you like to get your salad tossed?
I like to get my salad tossed. I can't see me tossing a hairy behind.
You get a sensation from her licking your ass?
I like my ass licked, yes, but y'all don't realize men are hairy, and that's one of my pet peeves. I don't like a lot of hair, and unless a guy is manscaping and getting his butthole to, no, I will not be licking no one's ass.
All
right, you left that open now, so if he did manscape, you would do it? If he said he wanted to?
Yeah. Of course.
But not just any man, though, right?
No, not just any man.
Okay. Gotta emphasize that sometimes.
Because every year I have people like me, I heard you on the
AO. I was the girl behind.
Yeah, we have your Carrie on the line with us.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, Mia, do you spit or swallow during oral sex?
I can't hear you. Say that one more time.
Do you spit or swallow during oral sex?
Well, I have swallowed, didn't like it, so I'm a spitter now.
Welcome to the Spit Club.
Yes.
Because I was also told that it all depends what the man eats. That's how it tastes.
Yes.
That is so true.
If the man is on fruits and berries.
Yeah. I made a mistake and swallowed it. It wasn't pretty.
gagging.
Okay, how
yes,
do you make that mistake?
So nasty, so nasty. Yeah.
How you make that mistake, though?
Because I was just sucking and he didn't know nothing, and then I just was swallowing. I thought I was fit, and I was like, oh, shit, that was coming.
biting his bottom lip while he's doing it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You making us wet over here.
I got a yes. Walk home with a panty line. Yes.
I'll be ready. Do y'all like when they talk dirty? Like when they talk, or do you like it when they just quiet and moaning and groaning?
That's my fetish.
When they talk.
No,
dirty.
I like a guy to
what
talk.
What do you mean, like dirty?
Yeah.
You care when you like that too?
Wet.
I do. I like
yeah.
Doing it. Yeah.
That is a big turn on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That it is.
Walk that shit with Tony G and friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Simply not a talker. Oh, I had to say my name. I'm a moaner and I'm an old God type of girl. You know, old God.
Oh, me too,
like,
sis. Me too.
I'm an old God type all day. I'm old God.
I'm
old shit.
Oh, my. Hey, sis,
yeah.
We be going to church.
Yes.
We be praising the Lord.
Yes.
Ya'Kari, you still here?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I just want to make sure. I can hear you. I just want to make sure the call didn't drop.
Okay, yes, I'm here, I'm here. I'm listening, I'm laughing.
All right, so let's talk about fetishes. Ya'Kari, what else? Do you have any fetishes?
Do I have any fetishes? Yes, some I do. And then, you know, I know when you're thinking about fetishes, it could be like the extreme ones. But I think, you know, even using handcuffs are part of fetishes. So, yeah, I have some fetishes. And I'm into that. But, you know, some things, I guess, like what the smelling of guy shoes, you know, those weird fetishes that people have, that's not so much me.
Yeah,
like I'm not dressing up like a cat. Right.
I'll put a diaper on them.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not into that, like, dominant stuff.
You can talk me up some stuff and blindfold me. You can blindfold me and then get some ice and put that on my nipples and put it in your mouth and then eat my coochie. And then I don't know where the ice cube will end up next, and then it's on my stomach, then it's on my neck. Stuff like that is very nice.
Yeah.
While I'm tied up and blocked on it, and then, or I get some candles and let it dry.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like stuff like that. That's definitely
I don't know if I'm into, I'm so much into fetishes, but I'm into role playing.
Yeah.
I never did role playing.
I did. I feel bad.
Yeah.
Well, like, act like an officer.
I like role
like
playing. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Let me know how it turns out.
I got a special
marker. You know
that. That's
yeah.
The one I
have
that connection with where I feel comfortable going. True.
Right, Mia?
Yes.
There's a lot of things that I'm trying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, my fetish is
listen, make sure your breath smells good, your teeth are clean,
all the smelling nice.
I'm like pissed, sweat.
Oh.
That's my fetish. You gotta smell nice.
That's hygiene.
I will lift you up and down.
Smell, come over there smelling nice.
That turns me on automatically.
Yeah.
Actually, smelling nice.
And then when you smell your pussy, you're like,
Well, what are y'all like for y'all penis sizes? You know, since we're on this. Okay, Ben, 8 inches is what you want. You want it thick? You want it skinny?
I want it thick.
Y'all need to fill it up.
I don't want no skinny. It can be long and skinny. I still don't want it.
What if you know how to work it?
Nah.
I want it thick. Thickness is better than long and skinny. I'd rather it be short and fat. Than skinny.
Yeah,
you're
right.
That's the hard time. Pencil did.
Oh, I had somebody. Mia.
Yes.
What's your penis size reference?
I like it medium and thick. As long as it's thick and it fills me up.
Exactly.
I like to be filled up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people have kids. We a little older. We need some shit to fill our shit up. Yeah. We ain't 15 no more.
First out, 8-pound baby.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's a difference.
I don't want no long ass penis either.
Yeah, no.
No, what?
Are you trying to give me no hysterectomy or nothing? No.
You said what, Mia?
Don't give me no hysterectomy while we doing it. I don't want no big, long penis. Mm-hmm.
And another thing I don't like, I hate a man that goes fast doing the same time we have to do. That makes it dry.
Yeah. I don't want to be pounded out all the time.
You got to go slow, pound a little bit, slow back down.
Yes, and I hate putting spit on my
tongue. Do y'all like people to spit on y'all coochie?
Jesus. No. No, for me, I mean.
You do?
Hey,
I didn't hear you.
Hey guys, I have a question for y'all.
Okay.
Since we were talking about penis size, circumcised and uncircumcised.
Oh, I can't
what
do
y'all preference?
I never had an uncircumcised. Me either.
I never had one either. That's weird. You know, how old are y'all? Are y'all in your
30s?
Yes.
Yeah, we're like 33.
Well, okay. Well, you know, I have, and it was like, it was gross. I mean, it's a gross.
Oh, have you ever seen it? I mean, have you ever seen one?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I've seen it on porn. That's just too much extra skin for me.
It is, and then it's not good for... Yeah, it's unclean.
It's like an anteater.
We call those turtlenecks.
Turtlenecks.
Does it feel the same? Like, do you feel the difference during sex, though?
At that time, I think it was. I mean, I think they're actually bigger when they aren't circumcised. I could be wrong, but it seemed like, you know, it is because it's extra stuff going on. It's a lot.
I would imagine it would be difficult trying to have oral sex with that.
Yeah.
With turtleneck.
You
have to
skin back. That's
gross.
Never wanted it done. You know, he
had a good
life.
She cheating.
Oh, wow. He must got funny. Would have been married if I was in circumcised. Sorry, bro.
Well, what about uncircumcised anal sex?
That's even worse. Now you don't know.
Yeah. I think it is worse. That would be.
But they don't know some shit in between.
Yeah,
because
I know a lot of stuff
got to
get trapped under this extra skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got to be very clean when you're
on the surface. First of all, I examine. Even better. Get some lumps and bumps. Turn that light on.
Let's
see. I was going through
mm-hmm.
I don't want to tell them I get on time, but I'm like, are you kidding me? I'd be like, you really gotta use the
clock. Yeah,
drink some of this. Sorry, uncircumcised men. I just had to put down my phone. It's not my forte. I'm sorry, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we touched on, you know, the fast fucking and whatever. Do you prefer? Okay, well, what about makeup sex? A lot of times, makeup sex is fast fucking.
Makeup sex is when you practice.
Hell yeah.
When all that anger and frustration, love, got to be
You going to do that again? You going to do that again?
No, daddy. I'm a queen. That is the best. Break up to makeup, honey.
You guys like makeup sex?
Yes. I like makeup sex, angry sex, drunk sex, all of that.
I love
drunken sex is the best too.
Not too drunk though, because I'm
busy. No, not passed out.
No, empty, but still for me, moving my the liquor around in my stomach, I'll be dizzy. Like I'll be tapping out. Like I'm ready to lay down.
This is tapping out. Hell yeah. You're up that uncle.
So we know that, you know, sometimes the size of the person, meaning height and weight, sometimes they should be little. You know, sometimes it be big, sometimes you should be surprised. So on that note, would you prefer a partner, you know, that your partner skinny, or, you know, you might be dating someone with a little bit more meat on their bone?
I like meat. I don't like skinny guys.
Carrie.
I don't discriminate. Skinny, meat, it wouldn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I have no preference.
Mm-hmm. I like my guys with a little bit of meat on their bones.
Yes, I like the format of man. They like kind of muscly, sexy.
Mm-hmm. I like kind of built, but not too built with a belly. So for the backbone.
Yeah.
I like a little belly.
Yeah.
I like a little belly, but I don't know. I like when I'm about to go down, you know, just the nipple.
I stuck the chest, man.
I
made that nigga feel like he a girl. Yeah. And he's like,
we have a caller on the line. Let me take this call. Caller 347, you're in the building. Thanks for calling Talk with Tony G. What's your name and where you calling from?
Peace. What's the deal? This is the mayor, New York City. What's happening? How y'all doing?
Hey, the mayor.
Hey, Mr. Mayor.
Hey.
What's going on? How am I going to get in trouble? How am I going to get in trouble with Mia tonight?
You're not going to get in trouble.
Mia,
you
can't.
Just stick to the script.
Haha, all right, got you.
Well, what's
going
on?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you like it when, you know, if your partner is giving you head, does it turn you on when they swallow? Or, like, do you have a preference? Would you rather them swallow or spit?
Man, listen, I'm getting head. I don't care what they do. They can do what they want to do with it. You know what I mean? Swallow it, spit it out, rinse their mouth with it, gargle with it. Do what you want to do with it. It's yours. Got it.
It's yours now. What's that about? It's yours. It ain't mine before.
Much pineapple juice is out. much pineapple juice as I drink, you'll be all right.
Yes, very important. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes. It's all about what you eat, right?
Yep.
Somebody told me you put some nut on your teeth to make your teeth white. Is that true? I haven't tested that. I do have white teeth, though. And there you have it. Well, listen, Aya, let me ask you this one. Are you with or against tossing salad? And I mean both ways. Do you like to do it?
If the salad bar is clean, then, you know, it's whatever.
Is it shaved?
It's whatever.
Is it shaved?
It is shaved?
Okay.
Let me say something to you. Once I'm in that position and in that situation right there, I wouldn't give a damn if it's hairy, if it's shaved, as long as it's clean, it don't stink, and I'm doing my thing, whatever happens, happens. If she gets flipped over and my tongue happens to travel to them places, then let's rock. Let's go.
Do you like your salad sauce?
Nah.
Nah.
Why not?
I'm not really comfortable with that. If it happens, I'm not really comfortable with that.
You might like it.
You're not comfortable.
I might.
Oh, that's a good one. Are you not comfortable with them doing it, or you're not comfortable in that position?
If it's in the mix and if it's in the flow of what's happening, then so be it. Fuck it. We all grown. You know what I mean? But if it's like something, I'm not going to never say, yo, listen, I'm not going to say, yo, baby, I want you to stick your tongue in my ass. I'm not going to say that. You know what I mean? If it happens to swing that way, then so be it. You know?
I like that. Everything
ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying? You get down with certain people, you know what I mean? You like to freak them because you like how they freak you. Then there's certain people that kind of like, you know, you do different things with different, you don't do everything with everybody.
Exactly.
I mean, however you like it, that's all. You know, I'm just speaking from experience or whatever. You know what I mean? Because some people ain't worthy of that.
That's true.
But that is absolutely true, but I ain't looking nobody bad. That's just not my point.
Maybe I would do it for my husband.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because that's what we're doing our bedroom is our business.
Like, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All of mine. So during all of that, you know, we sucking on your dick, we swallowing, we spitting, we tossing your salad. In the mix of sucking your dick, do you like for your balls to be sucked as well?
Yep. You don't need no story or no description of shit, right? Yep, that's all you need to know. Yep.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let me ask you a question right here. So, like, because, like, one of my fantasies, right, is to have two females at one time, right? One sucking me off, and I'm eating the other one out lovely. I mean, lovely. Like, how does it, like, I mean, the tension is divided, but you see, you know what I mean? It's like, would you put yourself in that position? Let me just say it like that.
Don't all start talking at one time. No, I don't understand the question. Well, I think he's saying, would you be, you know, would you be a threesome?
You introduce me to Cousin Tone now. I was like, ooh, you nobody saying nothing.
We're still
friends, right?
who are we talking to?
I'm talking to Tony.
Mia,
I'm friend.
You. Okay. Mia, would you be down for a threesome?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Salute.
You, Carrie, what about you? Like, would you be down with, well, you're married, right?
I know I am, and the thing is, even, you know, if I wasn't, I would still be like, I don't like to share. I just don't
like
to share.
Right, right. That was where I was trying to go with it. Like, you know what I mean? That's what I was trying to do.
But you don't have when you're in a relationship. That's just me. Like, when you single,
okay.
You mingle,
okay.
You get it in. But when you in a relationship, no, I'm not having a threesome with my youth. No.
Okay. That goes back to me saying everything is for everybody. That's, you know what I mean, to your question.
That is true. But what if you're not in a relationship with a person? You know, maybe y'all guys are just talking or whatever.
That's just sex person.
And, you know, I say, hey, I want a couple of my girls to join in. Like, would y'all be down?
You asking me that?
No, I'm asking a girl.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, Tony, I'm down with that.
I'm about to swing this shit out. I've never done it before.
I'm
over in the bricks quite often. I'm over there a lot.
Well, we might have to talk to you off air.
Listen, get at me behind the scenes. I'm out. I'm getting ready to go finish watching these games. I just wanted to check in. I'm going to be listening Monday and all that good stuff. Y'all enjoy your evening. And yeah, holler at me behind the scenes.
Wait, Miss Anaya, before you leave us, you know, tell everybody about your show out there that's listening.
Oh, for all the freaks who are also sports heads, you can check me out on Tuesday nights, man, from 8 to 10 p.m. My show is called After Further Review, and we definitely get it in every Tuesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. We talk about everything in sports right now. We're going to get into the Final Four. Baseball is getting ready to start. We cover it all, so just holler at me. 646-478-5337 is the math every Tuesday night, 8 to 10. Tony G, it was nice. You know what I mean? Don't forget to holler at me behind the scenes. I get that y'all out.
We got you. Have a good night. See you, Mr. Mayor. So we're going to teach you guys with another slow jam. Take a little 5-minute break. Get our throats wet, but not with cum.
Oh!
yeah, I like that.
I wish it was.
Right now, we're going to give y'all a little sex therapy with Robin Thicke. So stay tuned, and we'll be back with Talk with Tony G and Friends. Thanks for listening. And also, feel free to give us a call, calling on any of the topics at
646-787-8087. Whoa, 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 whoa. If your body can love you, want you, now.
Mia. I have no preference.
I like the whole rainbow. I used to be team light skin. Then I started, you know, dipping into the chocolate and stuff like that. But right now I have no preference.
Oh,
don't be scared.
Come on, you talking to Tony G and friends. Don't call and get scared. Come on, it's okay. Cool. Shit, okay. That's what's up. You act like you're scared, but you know, I'm about to get you real good. Okay, do you like for people to suck on your balls when you're getting oral sex?
Say what?
Do you like for your balls to be sucked during oral sex?
Oh, yes.
You said you don't know?
I said yes, I do.
Oh, you do. How does it feel?
It feels good.
It feels good. That's it. Spice it up, Tom.
Yeah,
okay, is it a turn on when you get your dick sucked to swallow?
Yes, it is.
It is. What do you like about it?
Hold on,
do you like a swallow or a spitter?
They don't tell you anything.
Huh?
Say that again?
We gonna fight you. We gonna fight you when we see you.
No comment.
It's like pulling teeth. Do you like your balls sucked or not, damn it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, do you like when they sit or swallow the cum? Do you hear it?
Yes, I like that.
Which
like
one? You're not this is what I be telling you. You ain't into details. You gotta say, do you like it swallowed or sit?
I like it swallowed. That's what I like.
Oh, you nasty dog.
You knew he was dirty. You knew he was a little freak.
Dirty ass. Little freak guy.
Yeah, I'm a little freak. Hello?
That's what's up. You're supposed to be.
I'm a little freak. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a freak. It's a
turn on. That's what you like. Okay, you like eating pussy?
Yes.
You better.
I like that a lot.
What do you like about it?
What do you like about eating pussy?
Okay, I heard the question.
Oh, you know what? You hold on 1 second. We're going to come back to you when you get your thoughts together.
I can't believe y'all held on with him that long. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I knew you were about to say that. I'm off on him. I hang up on him.
He was like,
Shout out to Daniel. Thanks for calling in, Daniel. You're the best. Alright, so let's get to a little more, I guess a little serious topic, I guess. Women that wear makeup all the time, do you guys think that they're insecure with their natural beauty?
No.
Hmm.
I am.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
She's trying to enhance
I love
my makeup.
I think especially, you know, when you get older, you know, you get bags, you get tired.
Bumps, you got children. Mm-hmm.
Make yourself look like something.
I don't
really
feel
know.
It's being insecure. You have some women that are insecure.
You gotta put a whole face on. It's
a difference when you putting a little bit of touch up, like a little
a
little concealer. Mm-hmm. You know,
you're
coming in lip gloss, a little shadow, lightly. But when you're doing a whole face, the outfit,
then I think you're insecure.
And you also do have some women that have bad skin.
Yeah, that's a good reason. It's one thing when you putting it on to enhance what you already have.
you know, your natural beauty. But when you throw it on a whole face to where your before and after don't even look like you, then I don't know. I can't get down with that. Because some of these YouTube tutorials, you know, they changing the game up and, you know, they fooling a lot of guys.
Some of the men is doing it look better than the ladies.
Oh.
They can teach me a few things.
I know.
Makeup
is used to enhance your beauty, not to make you look like somebody else. So, you know, again.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, ladies, it's supposed to enhance your beauty.
Yeah. Not make yourself look like a whole nother person. Then when you take the medicine, the makeup off, the guy don't even know who the hell you are when you're walking down the street. That's
mm-hmm.
I remember we were together last night. That's you, bro.
I want to know. Let me see what I want to know. Oh, yeah. Why do you guys think that some women are happy with being a side piece?
Well, sometimes they say there's less aggravation. Some people don't want to be in a relationship. They want to be able to do them. And then when they have the time, they can be with the person that they're so-called dating that has somebody else. They don't have them being down their back and being on their ass. And, you know what I'm saying? And then say they're taking care of them, getting the benefits to them, having somebody that's sleeping with, going out with, getting money from, but you don't have the aggravation of, oh, where you going? Where you think you're going? Say, you ain't asking nothing. You got somebody laying up next to you. That's a lot of women think like that too.
But eventually, your side piece of
your feelings will get involved.
And
then you want something
like that. That's regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what comes in.
Yeah. And restraining order.
So. Carrie, what are your thoughts on that? Women that are, you know, happy with being a side piece.
Being a side piece, I think they are miserable people. you know, it's just one of those things where it's just that I believe our society is making it acceptable. I think we're giving that message that it is okay to be a side piece now. Because what they always say, what the side piece say with blogs and everything. But I don't know. I just think they need to realize that one day they want to be with somebody who wants to be with them. And how would they feel on the other end if their significant other had a side piece? So, I don't know.
That is true. And a lot of them probably don't think about that. Or they just don't care.
Exactly. When they find the love, they like, they go, I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a testimony to
me
that.
Too.
Already. I will tell you one thing, two things for certain. I would never be nobody's side piece, mm-hmm. ever.
Especially not knowing. Sometimes you can't see
and
don't know it, though. You know that?
And that's fair. You know, that's fair. If she didn't know, you know, that's not her fault.
Yeah,
but it's for the ones that do know.
Sometimes you think you would have gone.
I traveled
a lot. Not knowing that. And that's the part.
Yeah. Mia,
what's your take on that?
Well, I feel like I've been on both ends. I've been on both sides of the fence. I've been a side chick,
mm-hmm.
and I've also been a main chick.
Mm-hmm.
And me being me, the type of woman that I am, like, I'm not willing to settle to be second. I want to be number one.
Exactly.
So, this is when I was young. And this is when I was young, like, dealing with a married man and all that stuff. Like, that shit is for the birds. Because they're not leaving their wife. They're not leaving their girlfriend. You know, you're just in this position of convenience for somebody else to deal with you on their terms. It's just not worth it. And women that...
And then when the holidays come, you alone.
Yeah, and the women that get stuck in these side chick, you know, positions, you know, I feel bad for them because you don't want no better for yourself.
But do you guys think that the media kind of puts it out there that it's okay to be a side piece?
Yep.
I mean,
oh yeah, they glorify, I don't even know what the word I'm trying to use, but they glorify on
mm-hmm.
scandal.
Yeah.
They glorify
yeah.
on scandal
they
and
do.
All these other shows they got out
Empire,
there, like it's
Empire.
Cool.
Yep.
That is true.
They do make it seem like it's okay.
But if you're smart enough, you would know that, you know, the way they're putting it out there, that's just, you know, that's TV. It still happens in real life, but you're not that person in
that
scene.
It's not going to end up like that.
Exactly.
Right.
You get the man.
Well, we all want that fairy tale love movie.
Yeah.
But it don't work like that.
Side chick get it all. That's what I don't understand. They get more than the wife.
That's true.
I think they came to put a stamp to not calling my wife and letting them, you know what's going on. I think they can't walk sometimes. They keep quiet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, or the side chick sometimes is spontaneous. You might have a dry ass wife that's so dead, that don't call, that don't nothing. So you got, then you got that side chick that's doing everything, and you're just so happy that she, you know, wants to die now when she stays. Like, okay, because you don't want to get that chick. Like, you know, you never know the reason. You know, you're so happy with her, not in, but she not, you know. And
that's what communication comes in, too. If you straight up about your relationship, you want to. You want to tell them what you're not satisfied with or what you like.
There's plenty of husbands, I think, out there that told their wife, I'm going to spice it up. Let's go to the sex store. Let's do
sometimes you don't feel like it, but you just got to do it, you know, because they want it. So go ahead and get it. Go ahead and get it, boo. I'll make it
good
for
you. I never
have,
and I was only 12 years old. Sometimes I'm like, look, it's not about you tonight, right? Let me
tell you. Yeah. Carrie, have you ever?
Of course I have. Of course. you know, it's like, just like Mia said, it's one of those things where, you know, sometimes you don't even feel like doing it, but you do it anyway. You just feel like, go ahead, just do what you got to do.
Yeah, that's true. Let them think you're enjoying the moment.
Mm-hmm, I know. Right.
Do you think they know, though? Do you think that's something they know when you're lying?
I think they don't.
Or are they just so excited to be in,
men
so
are
up
dumb.
In it?
They're men. No, they're men.
Well, they better figure it out because a lot of y'all ain't doing it well. Y'all getting played out here.
You realize that women like us are the problem, though, right? Because these men really be thinking they're doing something, but in the end, you know, we just doing it just to satisfy them for that time. But we be setting them up.
Mm-hmm.
We be setting them up because if they come across a real honest woman, they won't know what to do.
True. You're right.
That is
true. They're like, well, why you don't come? I always made her come. It's like that she was lying to you.
I was always told, it was always one fight. I was like, hey.
I'll try not to be. I'm going to let you know.
Well, you're right. I mean, when I say that, I mean, as far as like, you know, when a man cheats, you know, could take him back.
But when
Petrie,
you know who love that man, but you don't want to hurt his feelings and you faking it.
You know you love them.
That is true.
Well, you know, coming when y'all, you know, during sex, do y'all like to do foreplay before, or do you just like to get straight to the point?
It depends how I'm feeling. But I love foreplay.
I like foreplay too. But like you said, it depends on the film. So sometimes you might just want to get fucked.
Yeah. Fuck the next thing, but I love foreplay. My time. Like I said, with that special person, I'm like,
right? Yeah. You want it to build up.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I'll put music.
Yes.
Have some candles
left. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about lengthy and some groups.
Yeah. Now, is that something that you do with special people, or say you're just single and you have had a couple parts and you just do that with everybody?
I think it's great.
No.
I mean,
no,
you just do it with everybody.
Yeah. I'm talking about to play the music part. Like, make it romantic.
Oh, yeah. I make it romantic for everybody.
Right? Yeah. I like the fucking candles and the foreplay.
I play the music because I don't want to do the music.
And I put,
you ain't getting no
candles. Only
the
special one. Only my special one.
Well, Kiri, do you like foreplay, or do you just like to get straight to the point?
After 17 years, we just get to the point. Ain't no need of lighting candles, you know, putting on massage lotion. We just get to the point.
I mean,
you know,
sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the majority of the time, oh no, straight to the point.
Let's get it.
That's it. That's it.
Baby, over this pink real quick.
You want to be able to
Yes.
Mia, how you feel about that? Mia.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What happened?
Do you like foreplay before sex, or do you like to just get straight to the point?
It all depends on my mood, because sometimes I'm already ready. So, yeah, I want to get straight to the point. But if I'm not ready, I'm going to need you to get me ready.
Say what?
I said sometimes when I'm already in the mood, and when I'm already in the mood, I want to get straight to the point. But if I'm not in the mood and you need to get me ready, then yes, I need all of that. All that foreplay and all that rubbing, touching, kissing, hugging, licking, sucking, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Yeah, you got to get me right or something. Like I said, that's just what everybody. I can't do it. I can't get my mind like that.
Where are you at?
I'm at my friend's house.
You down the street. That's where the chicken went.
Yeah. In the box.
I'm on my way though. I'm still coming because I got a bottle. I need a drink.
Well, here's a good question for us ladies. Do you think that you should know about your current? Or say you're dating somebody. Do you think you should know information about their ex girlfriend before you get deeply involved?
No.
Most definitely. I need to know if she's crazy. I need to know if like she's completely over the relationship. I need to know these things because if I'm dealing with you, I need to know if I need to watch my back. If I need to, I want to have the informed decision on whether I want to deal with this. All of that.
You do have some crazy ass exes out there. That's stuff like that.
Okay. First of all, Facebook or Instagram, I had to ask some fucking questions. I'm quite sure if I'm going to see that she's crazy, she's going to call in.
Some guys.
I'm not going to search for her. I'm not going to do that. Wait, he said with her, he's probably going to be with me.
And that's true.
Yeah, I need a car fact. I need a car fact. Or a whole fact.
Uh-huh.
I need a car fact, a whole fact, or whatever. I need to know the background. I need to know where you was at before me.
I just do this.
I don't have time to do that. But I do think that, you know, if we're talking or whatever the case may be, I'd be building on something, you'll let me know, like, you know. If you think it might be a problem, then I think that's when he should open his mouth and say, you know, I was dealing with such whoever. She was crazy. You know, just give me the option of whether I'm dealing with that shit or not, because I've dealt with somebody's ex who called diapers on me. They called my job, making up lies. I had diapers knocking on my door plenty of times because of this one crazy ass girl.
What?
Yes, honey. Yes. Oh, and you know, with diapers, they gotta come out and check what's going on. I'm dealt with that. I'm dealt with crazy ass bitch. Well, guys, we're going to take another quick break because we have 15 minutes left. I'm going to play another song selection for you guys. So just stay tuned and we'll be back. Thanks for tuning in to Talk with Tony and Friends.
Let me do you wrong.
Tony D and Friends. We got about 15, maybe 14 minutes left. Mia was supposed to do her topic.
Oh, she
hung
up.
Yeah, she hung up. So she, I guess she'll be here in a second. But I've got to show up for the last few months, a little random, behind the scenes, Whatever.
Why do you feel so good? No, I don't like
Ryan. I like Ryan.
I love Ryan. Come on, Ryan.
I like Ryan.
You gotta like make it on a certain emotion. Like he's dancing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like he's dancing.
Yeah, that's true.
When you walk up and listen to me there and you let your feet go on a certain emotion.
What did you run that damn boy?
But what if they get caught on the damn sheet?
Let the sheet
come
on.
Hey.
Tell him, you know, make demands, and he likes to follow. Just trying to keep everything positive in our lifespan.
That's good. And you know what? I meant, how you're into sports as well. You have your own sports show, too. And you'll be on the Mayor Show next month, right?
I do. That is correct. I do. I'll definitely be on there with, what is it, Mayor Avika?
Yes.
Yes, so I'm excited about that. I get to talk about one thing that I also like is sports, so. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that one.
Well, that's important.
No, sports.
Did I talk about sports? Yeah, we talk about sports. We can bring it back up. We got a few more.
But you can't reach out. Give them your website for your sports show.
Okay, yeah, my website for Chicks in the Sports is www.chicksinthesports.com, or you can hit us up on Twitter, which is at Chicks Into Sport without the S. And you'll see upcoming events and all that great stuff that all us women like to do, which is sports.
Oh,
yeah,
I like football.
Yeah.
Well, I can too. All the other stuff, though, I mean, sometimes I don't know what they're talking about in football. I'm not going to lie. But I love the game. I'm a Giants fan.
Gotcha. You are. Well, you know me. I'm a Falcons fan. That's my home team. But, yeah, it's
Falcons.
Yeah.
Right, you know, we got to come out there to Atlanta and catch you one day.
Yeah.
You know what? You have to. I'm taking you up on an offer.
Yes.
Have y'all ever been to the A? You've never been to Atlanta?
No, we've never been to the A.
I've been there once. That was a long time ago. I have family out there in Atlanta, Georgia, actually. But I've been out there one time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
But that'd be a nice little get together, a nice little trip. You know us ladies
yeah.
come out there and check you out.
Are you close to Sonya?
I am. I'm close to all the suburban areas.
Yeah, I have a cousin. She just moved down there about a year ago.
Oh, a lot of time. Yeah.
We definitely. I'm gonna email you, you know, so we can. Well, me and the girls have to talk about when we could do, you know, whatever to get out
of
there.
Of course, you better. I mean, real talk.
But yeah, we definitely want to come with you.
For sure, my New Jersey family.
I think we'll have a lot of fun.
I think so, too. So y'all are based in New Jersey, right?
Yeah. You have to introduce
cool.
us to some of them Southern guys out there.
Of course I will.
I'm excited.
I know. You know, what do you guys think about the Whitney Houston, Bobby Christina situation?
She's still in a coma. My thing is no one really knows their relationship. Nobody knows their relationship but you and the person that you're in a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are judging her off of her mother.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are bad-mouthing Bobby Brown just because everybody else does. Like I said, nobody knows what their family relationship was. I just pray that I hope she wake up. And I pray that her boyfriend gets the help that he needs. I hope he works with Dr. Phil.
I know.
Yeah,
he was on there acting crazy.
Was really, really sad. He was really
it
sad.
It is.
Yeah, but I really do wish them the best. And I just hope that, I hope that the public just back off a little bit. You just never know what somebody else is going through.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Let me take this quick call real quick. Caller 901, you want to talk with Tony D. Thanks for calling. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, I'm Trey calling from Memphis.
Hey, Memphis, how you doing?
All right, I apologize. I mean, I just sang the list, and somebody just texted me and told me that I needed to tune in because, I don't know, they just told me I needed to tune in. I was just trying to get a sense of what's going on, that's all.
Okay, well, I'll hit you up real quick, okay? Does it turn you on when you get in your dick up? Does it turn you on for your girl to swallow, or do you prefer someone more of a sitter?
Man, my philosophy for women, spitters are quitters.
Spitters are quitters.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, I'm
going to
be a quitter.
I mean, I think for me, and I guess my friends or whatever, I think swallowing is just a bigger turn on to swallow than it is to spit.
And how do you know? I'm a spitter, right?
So when you're coming in my mouth, your spit is dripping back out. So how do you know I ain't swallowed or not? How can you tell if I swallowed or not?
Because not all women have that skill.
Because not all women have what?
Not all women have that skill, if you know what I mean. I mean, there's women that, you know, that what they doing, what they doing, and they'll go ahead and do what you're talking about, and you don't miss a beat. But there's some women who just got that mentality of, ooh, that's nasty, and hacking and coughing and all that, and them the ones don't get called back, that's all.
I guess so. That's true, you know. You're excited if you don't take it. Do you like your balls sucked during oral sex?
Yeah, I like a woman to know what she's doing.
Absolutely.
I definitely
want no man don't know what
she's
doing.
Because not everyone knows
what
they're doing.
That's true. Well, we're going to have to cut you short tonight because we're about to go off. But please call us next Saturday. We're going to have more topics for you. And also on Monday, we have a special episode at 3 o'clock with Chrissy from Love and Hip Hop of New York. So make sure you give us a call and tune in, okay? Yakiri, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. You know, you're
no,
always
thank
welcome.
Thank you, guys. Oh,
thank you.
I enjoyed it. Thank you, girl.
Yes, thank you. I'll be emailing you to be on some more shows.
Yes, ma'am. You know I'll be here.
All right.
Thank you.
And
we also going to email
you later,
about itinerary.
Yes,
please do.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye-bye.